The word today is money. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Douglas Schrader. We live in a world where some people have lots of money and others have relatively little. Whatever amount God has given us, Christians see themselves as managers of God's possessions, on loan to build the kingdom of Christ. Our job is to use money wisely, showing ourselves to be people who love God and wish to please Him. Here to discuss more about this important topic is Bible teacher Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Money.
I don't very often speak about the topic of money or of offerings on this program, but whenever I do, it is based on the wisdom of the Word of God and common sense about how He expects us to use our money as believers in Jesus Christ. So we're going to think about how we use our money to God's glory, what the offerings we give to God are for, how to prioritize that we don't let money rule our lives and that we don't turn money and greed into some form of idolatry. I'd like to share with you from Solomon, one of the richest men who ever lived. From Ecclesiastes chapter 5, this is when Solomon was older and he had already attempted to gain joy in life through asceticism, that is, foregoing all kinds of pleasure. And he had gone the opposite and tried to satisfy all his pleasures, amassed great wealth, and he found that neither one really brought great lasting pleasure. And here's what he has to say in Ecclesiastes chapter 5. Whoever loves money never has money enough. Whoever loves wealth is never satisfied with his income. This too is meaningless. As goods increase, so do those who consume them. And what benefit are they to the owner except to feast his eyes on them? The sleep of a laborer is sweet, whether he eats little or much, but the abundance of a rich man permits him no sleep. I've seen a great evil under the sun, wealth hoarded to the harm of its owner, and wealth lost through some misfortune, so that when he has a son, there's nothing left for him. Naked a man comes from his mother's womb, and as he comes, so he goes. He takes nothing from his labor that he can carry with his hand. These words have rung true through the ages, and it is so true that when a person is consumed with money, this seems to make their life hollow, shallow. There's so many other things of great joy and importance in life, and when a person focuses on money as his idol, as his God, it really makes him a one-dimensional individual. In our church, we have pledges. We commit to God what we are going to give in an offering to God. Now, that's just good recognition of the Lord as the giver of all good things, but it's also very purposeful for us because we want to be free of the love of money. That's something that Paul warned in his letter to Timothy, that it is easy for us to have the love of money, and in so doing, fall into all kinds of pitfalls and problems. As Christians, we are to put God first with everything, whether it's our body, our mind, the material things we own, our families, and our church. So it should be natural for us as Christians to give an offering to God in recognition of His goodness. I remember it being said that you cannot outgive God. After all, He's giving you the very air that you're breathing. He's giving you the sunshine that grows the crops. He's giving you the food that you eat. So it is quite literally true that you cannot outgive God. I remember something that Jesus said. It is more blessed to give than to receive. And that phrase has been used over and over again in order to remind us that as people of God, it's a privilege to be able to share what he has given to us. And there's a particular joy that comes in giving that you cannot get no matter how much you receive. Of course, it's fun to get things, but that doesn't make you generous. You see, it's in the giving that the blessing comes, because you're showing your contentment. You don't have to have what you've given away, and you're content. And it also shows that you're generous, that you're a loving person, a kind person, a considerate person. And that's one of the real secrets of giving gifts to God, is you're showing the world that you're generous, that you're thankful, that you're kind, that you appreciate what God has done. I remember seeing a billboard, an advertisement for the lottery that the government was promoting. And I think it was one of these Mega Millions lotteries. And at the bottom of the advertisement, there was a warning: please play responsibly. I thought, wow, how ironic. There is no way to gamble responsibly. Every time you gamble, you're taking very low odds that you get anything in return. It's fundamentally irresponsible with money to gamble. And there might be some around the world that are saying, what are you talking about? Well, the answer is, all gambling is greedy. All gambling is mismanagement of what God has given us. He's given us what we have in order to serve him, to use it to the best of our ability so that we can spread the gospel of Jesus Christ, so that we can promote this. So when you waste it and mismanage it, let's say you were part of a business and you were wasting the possessions and the materials of the business, would you expect them to be excited about that? Would you want them to commend you as a great worker? No. Or if you were the owner of the business, would you be thrilled to find out that your employees were just wasting and throwing away your product? Well, of course not. Why should we think God will be pleased with us if we're gambling away and wasting and frittering away his stuff? So I want you to think about that, because even if you think you're not really being greedy and just saying, oh, it's for entertainment, not really. You're being wasteful. You're being irresponsible. And as Christians, we need to be responsible with what God has given us. That's a principle of stewardship, being a manager of what God has given us. It is very true what Solomon said, that whoever loves money never has money enough. Whoever loves wealth is never satisfied with his income. He also said, naked a man comes from his mother's womb, and as he comes, so he departs. Takes nothing from his labor that he can carry in his hand. You know, the world is constantly trying to get us to believe that the one with the most toys wins, as though there's some advantage for you to have all this stuff around, even when you can't take it with you. I hope that you start to look toward Jesus Christ, because Jesus has the answers to the fulfillment and meaning and purpose in life. You know, it would be foolish for a person to just give a lot of money to a baby because they really don't know how to handle it. They don't know how to use it well. It would be fairly meaningless to them. Let me then ask you a question. Maybe God hasn't given you much because you don't handle it well. You know, for instance, let's ask a diagnostic question here. Let's be honest with ourselves. And for many of you around the world, you call yourself a Christian. You say that you're a follower in Jesus Christ. So let's ask a question or a diagnostic statement. If you are spending more on any of the following things, then you're not being a good manager of what God's given you. Well, like what? If you're spending more on dining out, more on your pet or your vehicle, if you're spending more money on a vacation or your phone bill, if you're spending more money on your hobbies or alcohol or clothes, the odds are really good that you're not being a good steward. You're not being a good manager. And you need to repent of that. All the parables that God tells and teaches us through Jesus, you look for a thread between them, and it's this: productivity. That is, in reference to the parables that talk about money and workers in the kingdom and things like this. And one of the primary threads through them is productivity. That the king is going to be looking for the servants to serve him well. The manager is going to be watching to see if the workers have done their job. Boy, it's a very important principle that God is looking for you to serve him. Not just take the money and run. God is not just this nice, happy, senile old man who's giving you all this stuff and you can just do what you want behind his back. You better watch out. There's going to be a judgment based on our deeds. Now, I've spoken a lot of law here, and I've called us to accountability before God, but let's remember that the motivation to serve him is not fear, it's gratitude. God has given us the greatest treasure of salvation in Jesus Christ. That eternal life and that treasure should motivate us in order to use all of our resources for kingdom, for his glory. So I encourage you to make a pledge, make a commitment to God. Get serious about how you use your money. I mean, after all, Jesus said, where your heart is, there your treasure will be also. Can that be said of you? Are you really showing the love of God with how you use money? Now remember, wealth in itself is meaningless because you're going to leave it. You're going to leave it to somebody else. But wealth and stewardship for Christ and the gospel makes it very meaningful. And every generation has to learn this. Every individual has to learn to use money to the glory of God. I hope that you've been edified. I hope that you will be motivated to serve the Lord with your money. It's a gift from him. And there is no greater joy than sharing it so that others might come to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for the Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word Today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you, so visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word Today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word Today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word Today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word Today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.